It's time for What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson.
Grant Robertson, good morning and thanks for joining us on BFM. I know it's a busy and intense time for the government.
Indeed it is. Morning, Mike, and morning to all your listeners as well. It's been a week none of us would ever have wanted to have faced, isn't it? And normally I think you'd probably be talking to Jacinda right now, and unfortunately for listeners, she's on her way down to Christchurch. So you've got me, but I reckon we're all pretty proud of her, aren't we?
I've been absolutely so stunned and humbled to have her as a Prime Minister. I know that sounds like a big thing to say, but it's what everyone's saying, and I think it's indicative of all everyone's. I mean, she's the leader, but everybody from at the government level, I think, has really done an amazing job. There's been amazing information sharing going on. There's been sensitive approach to everything, and you know, people are getting the answers that they want at the best possible, you know, as quickly as they can. So I want to congratulate everyone. I mean, the Prime Minister has been for all those people that were saying, and people were saying this a couple of weeks, you know, in the weeks prior to this happening, that girl's government, you know, that sort of thing. I think you've proven you've completely blowing that whole thing out of the water. And I think you've done a great job. I think you've done a great job. Everybody's done a great job. So congratulations to you, government. I guess it makes us all really proud. And it's very reassuring as well. Can you reassure us with some of the things that are going to be done as a result, so that have come about as a result of what happened on Friday?
Yeah, look, I mean, the number one priority for the government, obviously, is our safety and security of all New Zealanders. And as the Prime Minister said yesterday, you know, second only to that is walking alongside the Muslim community in Christchurch and around New Zealand in their grief. And so both of those things are at the top of our list. You know, for the first time ever, the security threat in New Zealand is at high. That enables a whole lot of different actions to take place in terms of the role of police, and there is going to be police on the streets and for an extended period of time. One of the things we know from international examples of where this kind of horrific terror attacks take place is that there's a 4 to 6 week period during which, you know, the possibility of further attacks and so on and copycats and all that sort of thing is higher, and so we don't have any evidence of that at all, but we're taking the precautionary approach.
I guess you have to also think about retribution attacks.
Yep, obviously all of that's, you know, in our minds, and so, you know, we have to be clear that while there's no specific thing that is concerning the police, there is a general situation where that level of security threat has to remain at high. Other agencies obviously have procedures triggered by that, customs and so on, and all their border officials. So, you know, all of that's happened and is in place. In the sort of medium term, the Prime Minister has already announced the fact that there will be an inquiry into what's happened. We need to understand how this happened here, what we could have known, should have known, did know, and what we can do better to be able to continue to provide for the safety and security of New Zealanders. So all of that work goes on now, along with the really important work of looking after the people in Christchurch and the families around New Zealand. We've got a central government hub set up down there, so all the services are in one place. ACC is really important in this because that's how we make sure people have got the immediate money they need for things like funerals and income support and cover that happens there. But then there are much longer term issues that those families will face, and so we've got to have all the government services there. I want to give a plug, Mike, if I can, for the 1737 number that people can use, anyone can use if they're feeling stressed out.
Anyone from any part of New Zealand, right?
Anywhere in New Zealand, and you know, extraordinary use of that, and I think I haven't seen the numbers for yesterday, but for Monday, over 600 people use that number. The average conversation length was 41 minutes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a really, really long time.
When I heard those numbers, I thought how lucky we are to have, you know, like you say, the waiting time was really short, and to have people who are happy to talk to strangers about how they're feeling for 41 minutes.
That's right.
A big thanks to those people that are doing the talking as well, that are listening, you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, this is, you know, this is hard on everybody, and the counsellors who are involved in that are well trained. We've got the access to our language line, which means that if people are, you know, don't have English as their first language, we've got the facility for counsellors and translators to be used in a lot of different languages. So 1737 is the general mental health line for New Zealand, and just really encourage anyone who's finding this difficult to make use of that. So look, you know, there's a whole lot of things there that we're doing, and then obviously there'll be a time too, as we allow the families to grieve and have funerals and so on, there'll be a time for New Zealand as a whole to come together with a national memorial, and I think the Prime Minister will make some announcements about that in the next day or so.
Like you said earlier, we are still on high security alert. And initially, when this happened on Friday night, Saturday morning, all of the Muslim community and a lot of other minority communities in New Zealand were very, very frightened as to scared to go where they, you know, where they feel most comfortable, scared to be with the people they want to be with the most. Has that you know, are the government convinced that even though we're still on high security level, that everyone can rest assured that we're doing the best we can in that respect, as far as
absolutely, and that's actually in many ways the point of being on high security level, is that we actually can provide the support for people to do that, to go about their daily business, to be able to worship. I absolutely understand the fear that people will have, and individuals will make their own decisions about what they do and don't feel comfortable doing, but from a government perspective, that's why there's a heightened police presence. It's why there'll continue to be security around mosques when they're open, and then when they're closed, that there will be police in the vicinity. You know, that's so that we can ensure people can go about their business. I know Friday will be a big day for that, because it will be the week on and the day of worship for the Muslim community. So we're pulling out all the stops to make sure that people feel safe. And look, again, just, you know, this is not just about the government. You know, I've just been so impressed with the way that New Zealanders have reached out and made sure that our Muslim community understand that this is not who we are. We've got, you know, issues as a country that we have to face up to, but for now, the love and support for the Muslim community has been tremendous.
It goes to show you that the love and the intention to do what's right is there in the community. You know, there's a lot of things that you suddenly realise, no, New Zealanders can get together. New Zealanders aren't all hidden away from each other. New Zealanders do really want a better place to live and a safe place to live. And you know, sometimes it feels like we're a racist country, but we're not beyond loving each other. You know what I mean?
We're not beyond finding some light in this very, very dark place that we're in at the moment, and that light is exactly that New Zealanders are compassionate and empathetic people. And you know, I was at the local mosque here in Wellington on Sunday, and a Pākehā guy walked up to me, and he said he'd lived around the corner from the mosque for nearly 20 years and he'd never ever been in. And you know, for him, he came in and he'd been there for a considerable amount of time, and he was helping them with a few things that they needed done. And you know, I can see that out of this horrific terrorist attack, we can find some compassion, some empathy, and some resolve as a country to root out racism, to root out extremism. And you know, that's, I think, the place we've got to go to. But that'll come. We've got to give the families the time to grieve and the community the time to heal.
Amazingly, some of the most compassionate stuff I've heard is from those directly affected by the shooting. You know, I mean, people who lost brothers and nephews, mothers and daughters, and that sort of thing in the shooting, and they've said some of the most loving things to the community, you know, and that we're really you would forgive them for being furious angry, but they're almost completely the opposite, and that says a lot about their community. Hey, I was just going to ask you a few other things pertaining to the. I mean, you have to deal with all the weird things like the Air New Zealand situation, where you had to crack your ministerial whip at Air New Zealand and the cost of fares to Christchurch
look, that was
gently escalating while after people found out what happened.
Yeah, that was very, very unfortunate, and I'm sure Air New Zealand regret it tremendously. Essentially, the fares were allowed to rise because that's what happens with the algorithm when there's a limited availability of seats. I think we all would have hoped.
So it's not been a good week for algorithms, has it?
No, it hasn't. Yeah. You know, and I think everyone would have hoped that Air New Zealand would have got in front of that and not allowed that to happen. Unfortunately, that didn't occur. But yeah, it was probably about the last thing I thought I'd do when I got home at 10:30 on Saturday night to deal with that. But, you know, Air New Zealand made their own decision about that. They responded to my own and other people's calls and have created much more affordable fares, along with the compassionate fares that they actually give, which are free for immediate family members to get to Christchurch. But, yeah, look...
They weren't entirely thoughtless.
Intentionally running around being offensive here. It's just that, you know, in a situation like this, we've got to be able to put compassion first and do everything we can. And I was pleased to be able to help with that.
Two of the big responses from the government have been the immediate discussion about changing the gun laws as quickly as possible. Do you think there's going to be a lot of pushback from? Well, there seems to be a bit of pushback, isn't there, from people that think it's important for them to own those guns for some reason. I'm not a gun person. I can't even figure out why you'd need them. But
yeah, look, I'm not a gun person either, Mikey. So we've got to understand that there are some people for whom guns are a big part of their lives. But the gun laws are changing, and I actually
you might just have to suck it up. You know?
I feel, well, yeah, it's happening. And so I feel the mood actually in New Zealand has changed as well on this. And of course there'll be some people who don't like this, but I think the vast bulk of New Zealanders understand that these semi-automatic weapons, you know, you have to ask yourself that question, why, as you are, why would you need them? And so we made our in-principle decision and we're pretty close to being able to announce what that is. And as I say, I think most New Zealanders can go along with it. Most gun owners, I suspect, will go along with the kind of decision we've got because...
But today, if I wanted to buy that gun, that setup that was used, could I still do that?
Potentially, yeah, but I think as the Prime Minister's made clear, if you did, that's probably going to, you know, result in having to do some other things pretty soon afterwards. That means.
But that's a horrible thought, isn't it?
It is. It is, and I know some retailers have said they're not going to sell them in the short term. But look, you know, we're Australia, when they dealt with this after in the 90s after the horrific Port Arthur massacre. Within 12 days, they've made their call. The Prime Minister said, well, we will have announced ours within 10, and that's coming very, very soon. And New Zealanders can rest assured that, you know, gun laws are changing and New Zealanders will be more safe as a result.
And, of course, the meeting yesterday with Facebook, Google and Twitter, which I guess must have been a very interesting meeting and very interesting to try and... talking to algorithms essentially, aren't you? About the sharing of the video and their ability to stop hateful, vile stuff like that, you know, which is so disrespectful and horrible, you know, to just on so many levels, going out to the extent it did. You know, surely Facebook just shut that thing down, shut down live streaming. Why not?
Well, I mean, they've got it. There are some huge issues here for them. I think the Prime Minister put it really, really well yesterday when she said they're not just the postman. They are the platform.
But they are massive.
Well, they are, and this is why this has to be global. And, you know, and the Prime Minister, I know, has been talking to other leaders and making sure that, you know, we can move forward together on this. There is just... It's the wild, wild west, and there is absolutely no reason why, given, as we all know, what Facebook can do in terms of targeting ads and the way in which their business model works, it is just absolutely clear to us that they can do more. I mean, they said they removed 1.5 million, you know, versions of the video. Well, if they can do that...
Yeah, that's no mean feat, is it?
They can act, exactly, they can act proactively. And so this will become, again, in the coming weeks, this will be one of the really significant issues around the place of social media. I mean, the perpetrator of this terrorist attack has been clear that effectively his whole belief system has been built via the internet. And I think we've got to all ask ourselves the question of how we can manage that much better. But the people who are at the centre of that are the platform providers, and they now have to step up and actually answer these questions that the public's asking.
Yeah, there is going to be another discussion, I guess, further down the track. But it's going to be a very big change if we change, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, yeah. And look, you know, I mean, social media has done some great things for the world, but it is
this
not,
is not one of them.
This is most definitely not one of them, and it is not just because a platform has some good that it does. It doesn't mean it can roam about freely doing anything it likes, and so the time has come to bring that to a head.
Great, Robson. Thank you very much once again. Congratulations, and thank you to all those people involved in the government, and of course, in government departments as well, that are working so hard to do this. And I wanted to mention before, a shout out to the police as well, because they've been on tenderhooks basically since Friday, haven't they? And
all of the emergency services, Mikey. I mean, the ambulance staff, the folk at Christchurch Hospital who have just been phenomenal. You know, all of the first responders and all of the government agency staff and the NGOs, who Red Cross and others are down there. Like you said at the top of this, every single person has stepped up and gone so far above and beyond, and we're all just extremely grateful.
And to the government, of course, for the compassion and specific attention and love that you guys have shown to the Muslim community too, while they've had to go through this, I think, as well.
Cheers.
Thanks very much, Grant Robertson.
Cheers.
That was What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson. Thanks, Grant.